This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. After a long, drawn-out year, we have finally made it to the big show. The Boston Red Sox have made it to the 2018 World Series after taking down the reigning champion Houston Astros in five games, and Game 1 is tonight. After a handful of speculation and a belly-button ring rumor the Red Sox have named, their starting pitcher for Game 1 of the World Series, and that is Chris Sale, who will be taking on the National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. Chris Sale has been the talk of the town since his last start against Houston in Game 1. Following Game 1, Sale was sent to the hospital after throwing up in the clubhouse. He was held overnight, and the reasoning behind his stay has not been released, although he had his own explanation when he told the media that the issue was caused by a belly button ring. He said it got irritated after being taken out over and over again. There is nobody who in the Los Angeles Dodgers lineup who has faced Chris Sale, and the same goes for the Red Sox facing their ace, Clayton Kershaw. Before I go on tonight, guys, and tell you about the World Series Game 1, I have to tell you about my new favorite way to buy tickets. After missing the first inning of a San Francisco Giants NLCS game because he couldn't find a printer, Brad Griffith reimagined a simpler process for buying and using last-minute tickets. Focusing exclusively on mobile, Brad wrote version 1.0 of the GameTime iOS application in 2013 and now leads a passionate team building a remarkable modern experience for last-minute tickets to live events. With over 8 million users across the United States and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all of your favorite major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute ticket experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm their users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of your view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, GameTime will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at GameTime. Download the app for iOS or Android. Did you guys know that ticket prices can go down right before a game or concert? GameTime is a mobile app that tracks ticket prices in real time from thousands of trusted sellers. Then shows you all the best deals. When prices drop, you can check out in two taps, and tickets are sent directly to your phone. With GameTime, you can get the tickets at last minute for up to 60% off. If plans change, no issue. Sell your tickets with the push of a button. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Again, that is usegametime, usegametime.com/socks. Note, though, the offer is only valid for first-time customers. Back to the action, Sale looked very mediocre in his only ALCS start, where he surrendered two earned runs over four innings worth of work. He also didn't show much control as he walked four batters. Clayton Kershaw, though, once again will be on the mound for LA. Kershaw has been solid for the Dodgers through the postseason so far, mixing in starting pitching performances with some relief. Over nine innings, he has 16 strikeouts, a 0.79 whip, and an ERA of 2.37 in four games. First pitch tonight is at 8:09 p.m. at Fenway Park. Be sure to follow along at CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualia for the Boston Red Sox news feed.